Time now for the CJHL report. Well, 2 weeks ago, one of the worst tragedies in Canadian sports history occurred. 16 members of the Humboldt Broncos were killed, another 13 injured. There's been an outpouring of support, not only from across the hockey community, but around the world. Joining us now is Broncos team president Kevin Gehringer. Kevin, thank you for joining us today. And first and foremost, allow me to pass on my condolences from here, from all of us here at the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gino.
How are you holding up personally through this? Because you've become the person who's been the public spokesperson who's tried to hold it all together and trying to communicate messages from the families and keep everybody informed. I can't even imagine what you've been going through. How are you holding up?
Honestly, Gino, I've been asked this before, and I prefer not to focus on where I am holding or how I am holding up or anything like that. It's really, we have a volunteer organization who cares deeply about the fact that we've lost members of our family. There are members of our family who are, dealing with their sons in hospital, and our thoughts and our prayers continue to go out to them and everyone involved in this. That's where our energy is focused. To be honest with you, we're not thinking about ourselves. I prefer not to even respond to questions like that because this is about our kids. This is about our families, about our head coach, Darcy Hogan, and his family, and just making sure that Mark Cross and our bus driver and our trainer and our media personality and our statistician and all our boys, that's what this is about. It's not about us. Like, to be honest with you, I know you talk about me being the voice and those kinds of things. Nobody wants this type of job, to be honest. Nobody ever wants to ever even imagine that you have to do this. But in the end, because I have to, I want to always bring it back to what's really critical, and that is our families. And the fact that we had a face of this organization. It was Darcy Hogan. Darcy Hogan had the vision around how this needed to move forward. We were just a board who supported what he needed to do. That's really what it was. So we're just trying to honor them in the best possible way. And so we'll worry about ourselves down the road, to be honest with you. Right now, our focus needs to be on them.
We're in conversation with Kevin Gehringer, the Broncos team president. Very well said, Kevin. I couldn't agree with you more on that. Through all of this, there must have been some incredible moments that you've seen, the incredible strength of both those who survived the accident and the family members of those who lost people. Have you been amazed by the strength and resiliency and courage of the people that you've spoken to since the accident?
I can't say enough about the resiliency and the strength of the families. It's so unfathomable to even think about losing your child or losing your husband or losing your fiance or whatever the case might be. And to know that, to know these people is to know incredible strength. And to be honest with you, it's them that provides us strength to be able to do what we need to do to support in any possible way that we can. So their resiliency and their strength is just incredible. I mean, you've heard Ryan talk about what he's going to do with his life. He's got plans and he's going to work toward those goals and those kinds of things. That's what, I mean, to me, those are the incredible strength pieces that are there, and you can find that in every one of the families of the 29 Broncos who were on the bus, and then we see it extended, across the world. You know, I mean, people reaching out who children who just want to be able to share a message of encouragement to the families and that sort of thing. These are the types of things that exist in our world, and I've never seen love so strong in our nation and really across our world that way. We've seen what legacy is going to be left through this, and we have a responsibility as not only an organization but as a society to uphold that legacy, to make love the most important thing that we need to, the most important word in any of our vocabularies. You know, every one of us around this globe have been impacted because we put our children on buses. We put them on buses to go to school. We put them on buses to go to sporting events or to other types of trips around the province or around the country or whatever the case is. We have all been impacted in that way. And so I think that's part of it, that and the fact that there's just that whole notion of this incredible family, the incredible people that who've lost their lives and are fighting for their lives in so many ways. That's what we know and recognize, is that these people are people have become very aware of who they are. And, you know, we never wanted to share who they were with anybody. We knew who they were. We knew the incredible young men and women that made up the Humble Broncos organization, but now the world knows. And I think through that process, people have they've been so gracious in reaching out and sharing these little support pieces and that sort of thing. And I'll tell you a little story about a little girl who gave her dad everything she had in her piggy bank and asked her dad to please give it to the Humble Broncos because they just want to help. You know, that kind of thing, like just the outpouring of support, this little child who, with everything she possibly had, she just wanted to reach out in some way. And, I mean, all we've ever talked about is hearing from people, that we're gracious and appreciative of that. But, the other types of support that's occurred is just, it's overwhelming, but, it certainly is important for the healing process for our community and for our families.
Very well said. We're in conversation with Kevin Gehringer, Broncos team president. Kevin, you mentioned the word legacy. I want to follow up on that. With the monies that have been raised, the millions, way more than anybody had ever anticipated, in what way do you see preserving a legacy for these kids?
Well, I think that in terms of what we're doing with the GoFundMe, we've got a real strong strategy around that. Our goal, of course, has always been to support our families. I can't say that enough. And what our families do with anything that comes in that way is up to them. And that's something that there's no question that they will have. They should have the choice to make that way. We just our foundation that we set up, the Humble Broncos Memorial Fund, that we've created, is really going to be an opportunity to pull those funds out of the GoFundMe, then establish a committee of well-renowned, like people who are quite well-renowned across our country, that kind of thing, and then get some recommendations about how we deal with the dispersal of those funds. And that's really what our goal is. So we fully intend to follow through with what our expectations have been. Again, you know, like keeping in mind, we're a volunteer organization that we've got people who are reaching out to help us with these kinds of things because we need that help. There's just no question about it. We need support in being able to make sure we do the best thing we can for families. But in the end, we are going to do the best thing we can for our families.
Looking ahead, what more can we do as a hockey community to help?
Oh, boy. I'm getting phone calls as early as this morning from organizations saying, how can we help? And honestly, I guess just to continue the thoughts and the prayers. And I mean, people are reaching out through funds and that sort of thing. I don't know exactly what that needs to look like or that kind of thing. I understand there's almost $14 million, or maybe it's over that now. I don't know, in the GoFundMe page, but I guess the big thing is just as a nation and as a world for that matter, just to be able to continue to keep these families and these people in our hearts, just hold them dear and hold their message, keep that legacy alive. Keep the legacy alive around love and team, you know, the whole idea of teammates and working together and what teamwork is all about. And if we can do that as a nation, then we have honored them in the greatest way we possibly can.
Well, Kevin, thank you for this. We will take those words to heart, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us in this very difficult time. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Gene. I appreciate this.
Was Humble Broncos president Kevin Gehringer.